Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. You know, I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, don't let another day go by where you're not encouraged. Discouragement is not even, you know, a characteristic that God entertains. God is not a woe is me God. God is, I get to be me. I get to handle this. Right? So even though we're coming up against a challenger, you know, challenging our faith, challenging our hope, challenging our love, that challenge nor that challenger can come up against God. Let's put that in perspective. You know, because I truly love sharing the gospel. It truly is good food. It has been medicine for my soul. My spirit is revived. I have come alive in these past 7 years. I already speak of the 7 years because we're only a few months away from my 7th month anniversary in October. My 7 year Christ anniversary in October. And when I'm sick, when something's coming up against my body, all I have to do is just speak words out of my mouth and put belief on it and faith of a mustard seed and have confidence that the things that I cannot see, that there will still be evidence of God responding to me because he cares about me. I know this to be true. That's why I'm encouraged. The only reason that you entertain discouragement is because you don't have the right point of view of who God is. There is not a person on this planet Earth that can walk around and say they have defeated God. So you should know that the only time that you're questioning if God is real, if God is, you know, if God can hear you, perhaps you have to ask yourself, why do I question God? And that leads me to the point of today's conversation. We're going to talk about serpents question God. Because if you are a child of God, who are you to question God? Who are we to go to God and say, I need you to change this right now and demand? We're not all powerful. We don't know the length, the width, the height, the depth of God's power and love. So when we are questioning God, it's basically saying that, God, I don't believe that you can create all things and that you're omnipresent, that you can be in more places than I can be. But let's go back to what I said. I made a statement that serpents question God. You know, when we're close to God, that is not even our nature to question him. As the day comes, that's how we receive it. If there's sickness in that day, a child of God receives it. And we pray without ceasing because we know God is healer. So we're not crying about a sickness because we know God is a healer. We're not crying about losing a job because we know God is Jehovah Jireh. God of provisions. We don't cry about trouble because we know God is a helper. So when you think about it, what made you question God? I think sometimes we just like to question things. Let's talk about men, right? I love men, right? I love the fact of how easygoing they are. And the more I try to, you know, love on a woman and befriend women, like, we are so complicated. Some of us don't like correction. We don't like submission. We do not like power and authority. So basically, we don't like men because we have to submit to them, because they have the power and authority to be head of household. And we don't like to bow and surrender to God so that God can teach us how to be our best woman for this man. So instead of doing those things, we will just question and undermine this man every single day. And it's normal. And some women get a kick out of it that they'll tell their girlfriend, "Girl, he asked me to do such and such, and I don't know why he asking me to do it." He's trying to lead you, woman. Only serpents question a man sent by God. Why would you question a man that's not leading you astray? When are we going to ever get to a point of trusting that God is good for us? That we can trust a good thing for us? We only question God when we are trying to replace God with ourselves. We want to be God over our lives. That's the mindset of a serpent. I don't need a lordship. I'm God enough for my life. But that thinking is what's ruining our world. Because as much as we talk down about men, guys, Adam was on the earth all by himself and he was never tempted. He was never tempted. He was never beguiled. He was never tricked. Because men, a man knows a woman better than she knows herself. And I'm starting to think that the beast of the field, we could talk about the snake, but the beast of the field was the woman to Adam. There are so many women that are questioning God when we're called to be virtuous women. How can you question a man if you're called to pray for that man and his decision making? We are helpmeet. We are helpers to the man. And see, the reason why the enemy beguiled the woman, because we're the weaker vessel. It doesn't matter how many degrees we have. It doesn't matter about the money in the bank account. God did not make us first. He created man because God was able to have a conversation with a man. Men are reasonable. If they don't like something, they're going to say they don't like it. And then sometimes women, we say, well, what don't you like about it? He doesn't like it. He doesn't like it when you show your body. He doesn't like it that he has to tell you that when you go to your coworker's party, that he doesn't want you talking to a man for 30 minutes. What's understood shouldn't have to be explained, but men are having to explain the obvious. Why? Because only serpents question God. So my point of saying this is not to put men on a pedestal, but what's wrong with that? What's wrong with saying that men are sound thinkers? They're not emotionally led to make a decision. They think with logic. They're always thinking with their wife in mind, their children in mind. And I am a woman, so I know that we think of ourselves. But when you hear that a man is always thinking of his family, when are we going to celebrate how courageous that is? How brave it is for men to hold down their family despite inflation, despite the pandemic, despite the body changes on women out here, despite social media coming in play? Some men did not leave their wives, their children, no matter if there was a BBL. Because serpents question God. A man of God doesn't question his decision because he trusts himself, his heart. He's in alignment. His mind and heart are in agreement. And women, if you don't believe that we are the weaker vessel. In Genesis chapter 3, the serpent, the beast of the field, went to the woman. And he said, "Woman, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" See, a serpent poses a question. So let's say, women, you might go out and someone may say, "Well, did your husband say you couldn't hang out to 10 o'clock? Why is it another man's business what your husband said? Whatever your husband says to you is for you. I don't care if your coworkers think that your husband is foolish. If men are so foolish, why can't they be tricked out of position? Listen, no one's giving up their leadership role because God says that they were cursed and they have to work and work so hard until they have the sweat on their brow. Men were not intimidated by their curse. Oh, you know what? Women are. When God said that men should have headship over the woman, and the woman will have to submit herself to the man. But see, God didn't intend for that to happen. But lo and behold, all God wanted to do is give Adam a mate. Because God wanted the man to experience wholeness, not a train wreck. All right? So if you are a woman under the sound of my voice, and if you have been giving that man a hard time, understand you're questioning a man's authority and his position in your life. You know where that comes from? That comes from the beast of the field that came to Eve and began to speak deception. Right? Because the enemy watched Adam and he watched Eve. He probably watched Eve and said, well, she's not even really listening to this man. That's why, men, you have to select a woman that will listen. Submission is a non-negotiable. Women must submit. Right? Because guess what? When you're asking our hand in marriage, you're asking us to love you for richer or poor. So if we question you when your money was up, oh, we for darn sure are going to question you when your pockets are slim. But when you have a submissive woman, that woman is a prayer warrior. So when you're stalling to make a decision, that woman knows to go in her prayer closet like, I'm going to pray for him, because baby always knows something is up with him. But see, a man of logic is slow to speak and slow to anger. And women like, why aren't you saying something? Tell me what's wrong with you. Men are swift to hear. So they're going to go to a person that they respect and have a conversation and say, hey, they're laying off at my job. Or, hey, it's getting real tight right now. I have this baby on the way. Or I have this temptation on my job. I tried to deny myself and this woman is coming on to me. So men cannot communicate until they release the aggravation, not always to the woman. So women, don't become a serpent. Don't become a beast in your own home. Because the man is not speaking. That's when the man goes silent, that's when we should be praying. I could not even imagine what it feels like to be a man. And to have God trust me with a family. Right? So what I'm saying to all women, let's trust men again. Because on the previous podcast episode, I talked about being a slave to sin. And we got to get to the root of it. It all goes back to the Garden of Eden. And this one is connected to the Garden of Eden as well. Eve could have made a better choice. She didn't have it in her capacity to do so. But we do. God wrote this manual, the Bible, so that we wouldn't make the same mistake. Ladies, if you accept that man's ring, that means you trust him. Because I'm going to stand firm on belief that you're not with that man for financial security. I know we're not thinking that low of men and wasting their time. So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt that you truly love that man enough to honor him the right way and to be patient until he gets to a place of resolve to come and tell you what the plan is. Because we're allowing the wrong master to rule and reign. Satan can't rule and reign our lives. Why? Because It will be a disaster. All he knows is to lie. All he knows is to destroy. So let's do all of us a solid. And let's love on men the right way. Let's go back. We have to go back and read, you know, Genesis chapter 1 through chapter 3. Look how God rocked out with a man. Maybe men question themselves because maybe we're not promoting men in a way to tell them that they are rational thinkers. The only time they become irrational is because they're listening to a woman. There is no way you're not going to have the best man for your family if you are listening and respecting that man. Men become greater beings when we listen. Because our protection for men, women, I'm referring to, is listening and respecting them and putting peace on a platter. How can your man be a better man, husband, father, son, if you are degrading him? All right, let's put a pin in it for that. Serpents question God. So as a child of God, the only people that come and question me if God is real is people that don't believe God anyhow. They don't want to believe. They don't care to believe. They'll fixate their minds on one thing and say, why are people hungry? Why hasn't God fixed this? Why haven't you fixed it? How are you contributing? Image bearer. How are you making the earth a better place? You're not, because you're just murmuring complaints. What's wrong with God, you know, having us be the solution? What's wrong with that? We're just lazy people. We don't want to be contributors to God's, you know, quality of life that he had planned for us. So when people come up to me and like, you know, I stopped going to church for this. I stopped believing for this, for that. Serpents question God. I know you don't even know who God is. I know that you do not want to submit to anyone's authority because all you're playing and replaying in your mind is a beast of the field mentality. That's how Satan got away from God. He got tired of honoring God. He got tired of God being the best choice for his life. He felt like there was a choice or a decision inside of him that was going to outrule, outreign God. But guess what? The devil took his best shot and God is still standing. God remains our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. So hear me when I say that I truly love being a child of God. But I'm telling you, the closer I get to God and the more I'm around the Bible, the living word, the more I go to Bible study, the more I put the word on my heart and I'm reading it morning and night, I'm like, wow. It's an honor to be a woman. The only dishonor that comes on a woman is when we're confrontational. Or when we have forgotten what the man has said. Men tell us all the time what they don't like. And it's something about a woman. We think we can change a man's mind about us. No, there is a standard for a reason. When men stop caring and they stop liking women, we have a problem. The fact that men are so patient, they will take a raggedy woman. and love that woman and refine that woman. But a woman, we have a hard time loving an Adam. As if that Adam wasn't a first creation. As if we're not his rib. So I'm asking you, ladies, please stop questioning men. And if we disagree with men, do not disagree with men publicly. Let's bring them to a safe place. Baby, please, could you please explain what you meant by this? And as he explains himself, and if you don't get it, you're like, I don't really understand at this time. So you may have to come and reteach this and allow me to revoice what you said. But if you can be patient with me in this area, I want to know you. I need to know you. Knowing you is my business. Knowing you is my priority. All I ask of you, if this is not the best decision that you've ever made, will you be honest with me about that? It's a better way to talk to men. And for those that have that serpent mentality to question God, is he real? Listen, I know you know God's real. Because you only talk about who you admire. Think about gossipers, haters, people of envy. You are only envious of people that you admire. You only hate people that you love. You found one thing about God that you cannot understand. So instead of asking God for clarity, because we all need clarity, we thrive in clarity. Ask God for the clarity that you need. Right? That way you can come alive. Guys, only serpents question God. And I am a child of God, and I can only speak of this because I love God. I fear God. I'm not coming to God to ask him anything. Whatever he's doing with my life is because he chooses it. I live it because I know whatever valley I come to, God will lift me up and put me back on the mountaintop. Guys, I'm God's queen, Lady Honey. It's been a pleasure serving you. And in closing, I like to freestyle. God, I ask that you teach me how to honor a man in the way that you intended for Eve to honor Adam. May I not miss my opportunity to listen. May I not miss the chance to love Adam in his raw state. Unfiltered, unchanged, but allowing him to be exactly who you see in him. May my eyes get to see the man of God that you have in mind. May I lose my decision to decide for me who my Adam is. I trust in you so much, God, that I will go on a blind date with you in helping my decision making. Teach me, correct me, and train me up in the way that I should go so that I can respect Adam. Guys, I'm God's Queen, Lady Honey. I'm asking you all to stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Until next time.